Restoring My Soul, Monday the 29th of December. The Expectation of the Righteous. The fellowship of Christ's travail is painful. As Paul observed, now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. This can be a time of weeping that endures as though through the night. However, joy comes in the morning. This joy belongs to what is made new, which has been brought forth in our life and understanding. The word of the messengers, which is a light to our path, reminds us that travail and restoration are to be a daily and lifelong reality for us. We note in this regard the words of Isaiah, who declared, "The watchman said, the morning comes and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire, return, come back." As we have just considered, the night speaks of our fellowship in Christ's death and burial. The morning is the light of a new day in which we walk by resurrection life. As disciples, we are awakened each morning by the Spirit to hear the word of Christ as he teaches us our obedience as a son of the Father. We understand that walking in the light of this word with Christ is our fellowship in his death and burial. That is, our morning is followed by an evening. We are not rebellious, but in the fellowship of Christ's death, we embrace the chastening of the Lord for our peace. Moreover, we accept the blows to our reputation as fellowship in his bruising for our iniquity. As surely as morning follows evening, we receive the light of life for our obedience as the dawning of a new day. This is our expectation as those who have taken Christ's yoke upon us. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11, Psalm 30 verse 5, Isaiah chapter 21 verse 12, Isaiah chapter 50 verses 4 to 6, and Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. For further study, Psalm 30.